So here we go, Seth. Take it away.
Well, actually, it's not a piece. It's an open letter addressed to Harvey Kesselman, the president of Stockton.
Okay.
And what is going on in Stockton today takes it a whole new level beyond removing the bust of the namesake, Richard Stockton. In fact, probably it's a good thing that Stockton's statue is removed, because he'd be rolling in his grave, or the statue would be turning over, if they saw what Stockton was doing today.
Okay, so this is not about that. This is about more than that.
Right. This is about Stockton's United. It's United Against Hate Day. And this started out last September when there was an unknown flyer, which we never got to see what the flyer was or who put it out. But we were told this flyer was so horrible that there was a demonstration against hate that just happened to take place on Rosh Hashanah, the holiest Jewish holiday. So no Jewish students could participate or know anything of what was going on, because a lot of this hate was directed against Israel. So in response to the flyer that no one knows who put up or what it said, Stockton spent the last few months putting together this program called Stockton United Against Hate. And it's a full-day program with seminars, with workshops, with speeches. And the whole theme of it is America is bad, whites are bad, men are dangerous, Israel's bad. And the speakers, the impartial speaker, includes a guy called Joseph Levin of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and also Adam Miyashura, who's the head of the Campus Anti-Fascist Network and the Free Palestine Committee at Stockton. So you have two of the most hateful radicals have a captive audience where they're teaching students, and it's not mandatory for students to go there, but it says that students get, quote, ultra credit for attending these seminars. Now, Stockton always likes to say, well, you know, we have liberals, we have conservatives, and all the students happen to show up for the radical liberals. But that's because the radical liberals, if the students get credit in their courses for showing up for that stuff, the students get credit for showing up to protest at congressmen's offices, for example. But they are yelled at, sort of, if they show up at a hate group like libertyandprosperity.com on campus. So that's what's going on. And it just brings back memories. When I was in Richmond Avenue School in the 1950s, the memories of World War II, the Nazis, the Japanese, the KKK, they were fresh in everybody's mind. So we took these courses in civics, how to recognize hate speech. And like one of the basic premises is a hater will compare the best of his group with the worst of another group. A hater won't let his people have contact with people from other groups. And every earmark of hate speech is going on at Stockton right now under this this festival, Stockton United Against Hate Day. It's crazy.
How about the way they choose the language, too? It's always exactly opposite. They build themselves exactly opposite of what they are.
They use every technique of the haters, and yet they call it Unite Against Hate Day. The other technique they use, the way they frame the issues. They have the entire athletic department to glorify protesting the national anthem at sporting events, for example. And they frame the issue by saying we have reasonable athletes who are protesting social justice on the one hand, and then we have Donald Trump on the other hand saying I would fire any blankety blank who would disrespect our flag. But they don't point out the fact that you're not protesting an issue when you protest the national anthem. When you protest the national anthem, you're protesting the symbol of a nation that protects individual rights, that has a constitution, that has courts, that has elections, has all these different ways of resolving injustice, and a country that millions of people want to risk their lives to get to.
Right. Exactly opposite of what it should be. 49 minutes past the hour with Citizen Seth Grossman. We have 13 minutes uninterrupted to make it count. Seth has brought to my attention, I didn't even know this existed until this morning, and today's the day, actually. It is, quote, unquote, Unite Against Hate Day at Stockton. Stockton University, and Seth has been educating us on what this is all about. Now, they'll bill it, you know, with a lot of altruistic lectures, and it'll be very professorial and wonderful. It's as though we're in bizarro world. A friend of mine wrote into my private cell phone, and I just saw it during the break, Seth, that Stockton also was having serious debate about being a sanctuary university. That disgusts me. But I wrote back to him, it almost is moot because our new governor is in the process of making the whole state a sanctuary state. I mean, this is literally, it's everything is upside down, inside out, Seth.
Yeah, well, let me just give you one of the tactics. Another tactic used in this United Against Hate Day is really unite, Stockton students unite to hate America, hate Israel, hate whites, hate men, hate anyone who disagrees with us. And like one of the techniques, they have a speaker, a former skinhead, white supremacy group who's going to speak there, and he's going to talk about how he was in this white hating group and how he saw the light and he reformed and he's preaching brotherhood, which is a very, very good thing. But you also have many speakers out there who had been in Muslim extremist groups or Islamic extremist groups, Black Lives Matters, Hispanic groups from all different nationalities who also were saying, we used to be haters, now we see that our groups were wrong, we're turning the right way, by pointing out that the only hate group is a white hate group and no other nationalities. It's really almost like the old racist movies where all the villains were either Jews or all the villains were blacks. It's a very subtle form of propaganda. I just want to talk about one other thing that's even, the more you analyze this, if you go to the website for promoting this United Against Hate Day, in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a little box called the Bias Free Zone. And what that means is this. There's a special lecture going on today where one of the professors is pointing out that this American society is an evil society based on male patriarchy, and that all women in America are terrorized by men who just use their force to objectify and suppress women. And we do it in this very subtle language. And again, you think I'm making this up, but it's all written down in the website. So you have to identify these microaggressions. And if a man or anyone who disagrees with you says something to you, you're not supposed to just have a conversation. You're supposed to contact the bias-free unit of Stockton College, which is almost like a secret police. There are three agencies you're supposed to go to. They will open up a file. They will investigate. They will call in the offending student. And people are afraid it might ruin their careers or their academic performance. So everybody is afraid of saying anything that might offend anyone. I just got to give you one example. Last September, libertyandprosperity.com was there. We were recruiting students. We had a table. We were permitted to be there. And we were handing out postcards with quotations from the Declaration of Independence. And the quotation we used was, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that we're all created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights we institute government. Now, those words are in a mural, of the Declaration of Independence right in front of the campus center. But we had we were handing out these cards, and out of the blue, one of the female faculty members points at us and says, who allowed those Nazis on campus? And is saying, your hate speech, your hate speech. And we took it as a big joke. But now I realize that that she, if we were students, she could have reported us to the bias-free authorities and opened up an investigation on us.
Ah, this is just terrible. It's so out of hand. This is the question that I have been trying to debate with our audience, Seth. I'm a big proponent of, it's very hard to stuff the genie back in the bottle once the genie's out. Is this slope that we're on, this just unimaginable perversion of our country, is this unstoppable, or what can be done to put common sense back into our society where people are almost to the point you can't even compliment anybody anymore, particularly of the opposite sex, because there's just no boundaries. There's no reason anymore. And this is as dangerous as it gets, I think.
It really is dangerous. And talking to people who have been indoctrinated, it's like dealing with someone who's in a cult. It takes almost patient months and years of patience. The other thing is we have to see what it's done to our institution. The closest thing I could think of is cancer. The cancer infected our FBI. The cancer infected the Internal Revenue Service. The cancer infected Stockton University. And so when cancer is embedded in an organ, you can't attack the cancer without also attacking the institution, and that is what is difficult. And a lot of people in an institution are really naive. They pretend that this evil is not there, and if someone brings it to their attention, instead of saying, "Gee, we got to clean up our institution," they circle the wagon and say, "Oh yeah, Grossman Liberty and Prosperity .com. These nuts are attacking college or attacking Stockton," and so the best I think we could do, and this is where I devote most of my energy, if I can't affect students at Stockton, I could affect my own children.
Yeah.
And I talk to them about this stuff, and they are telling me about this stuff, and my daughter has been unfriended by about 20 people when she starts defending our country and saying good things, but this is a civil war. It's not even funny anymore. We can't joke about it. Yeah. It's serious. And
think about this, Seth. You have these, just think about people that deliver speeches at graduation. Think about the disproportionate nature of, really hard left speakers as opposed to anybody that would even be remotely considered to be right of center even. You think about the fact that terrorists can speak at colleges. People like Bill Ayers can be a quote-unquote distinguished professor. This man who said that the traitors are our heroes and the deserters are our heroes and that I wish I could have done more, guilty as hell, free as a bird. University professors like these kooks, and yet Condoleezza Rice can't speak, at Rutgers or wherever it was. But terrorists can speak, and there's no incidents. If Ann Coulter or anybody else is going to speak at a university, it always gets canceled because they say it's some kind of, personal safety issue. We can't promise to be able to protect anyone, let alone the speaker. So they're I don't want to say they're winning, but these rules are so weighted against us that it is extremely daunting.
Well, in all fairness, Harvey Kesselman did respond to my letter last night.
Well, he's a good man. Yeah.
And he said, "Oh, well, we had Justice Gorsuch talk a week ago." So because we had the Supreme Court justice gave a very even-handed message of tolerance and diversity and civility, that now it's open season. We could, for the next 5 years, we could invite nothing but radicals and agitators urging to destroy America. But you know what? We see the results now, but it's funny, as I think back in 50 years, all those movies, bashing America, bashing the flag, bashing Christians, we all thought they were cute and funny at the time. And what has happened is just the year after year, drip, drip, drip accumulation of it, of tearing down, every value that made America great, there's a price to be paid 50 years later. So we are in the end game, and it's a very difficult thing, but I think the price is worth it because if America goes, I guess when my grandparents, faced this kind of evil in Europe, they came to America. But if we have this evil in America, where can our children and grandchildren go? There is no place.
I mean, Seth, if they could have their way, they would bust into all the archival, cases that hold these amazing, profound documents that founded our country. They would burn them all, replace them with radical, crazy speech with Plato and puppies and safe rooms. And if you even feel offended, you report it to the thought police. I mean, they if they could, and they've been trying, and you're right, it's been incremental. They used to say when I first started, and you've been doing this as long as I have, almost three decades ago, They used to say, well, these things you're saying, Harry, they may be true, but they're not important because they're really not happening. I said, oh, no, they really are happening. They're just so good at what they've done. When they lose elections, they get busy taking over academia or secretaries of state or boards of elections. They're very, very good at this rewrite that's going on. And they do it so, like you said, drip, drip, or I call it incremental, little minor departures from our civil liberties. To them, when you then mount them and cum them and calculate them over decades, it winds up being the change that we're seeing now. Radical change.
So the bottom line is, as I look at us, and you know, I got to stay healthy and exercise because I think I have to live 10 years longer than I planned on. But I feel like a Holocaust survivor, that I remember growing up in America where everybody had a fair shot. We're blacks and whites. We wandered all over town. We went to stuff together. We had sports together. We went to dances together. And now, you know, our grandchildren are being taught it was a racist, evil society. This was bad, that was bad. And we know it's a lie because we grew up there. We lived in Atlantic City. You didn't have a KKK in Atlantic City. Yeah, you didn't have gays getting beat up. You had Snake Alley. You had all that stuff. I mean, it was a great town, and we have an obligation while we're still alive and talking to tell this stuff to our children, and that's our mission. So, Harry, thanks so much for letting me express myself on such short notice. And again, all that stuff is posted on our libertyandprosperity.com website. Thank you, and have a great morning.
You too, Seth. Good to talk to you.